Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the Fun Habit, How the Pursuit of Joy and Wonder Can Change Your Life. Mike Rucker, PhD, embarks readers on a transformative journey to reclaim the power of fun, positing it as not just a frivolous activity but as a crucial component to well-being and personal fulfillment. Decades of research and personal anecdotes converge in this insightful text, challenging conventional perceptions of fun and introducing it as a profound habit that can enrich one's life. Rucker's narrative weaves scientific evidence with practical advice, demonstrating how integrating fun into daily practices can lead to greater happiness, resilience, and even success. His approachable style and use of real-life examples make the concept of fun accessible to everyone, encouraging readers to rediscover joy and wonder in their everyday lives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining fun in the context of wellness, Rucker begins by exploring the elusive concept of fun, breaking it down into tangible elements that can be integrated into one's life as a sustainable habit. He argues that fun, contrary to being merely about entertainment or leisure, is deeply connected to our well-being. By drawing parallels between the state of immersion in enjoyable activities and the psychological concept of flow, Rucker elucidates how fun serves as a catalyst for achieving a more fulfilling and balanced life. He delves into the science behind fun, showcasing studies that reveal its positive impact on stress reduction, creativity, and overall mental health. Through this discussion, readers gain a foundational understanding of why fun should be a deliberate pursuit rather than an occasional indulgence. Secondly, overcoming barriers to fun. One of the core messages of the book is identifying and addressing the barriers that prevent individuals from engaging in fun activities. Rucker meticulously outlines common obstacles such as societal pressures, time constraints, and personal inhibitions. He provides insights into the psychology behind why adults often feel guilty about prioritizing fun and offers practical strategies for overcoming these hurdles. By encouraging readers to reflect on their own perceptions and the external factors that limit their enjoyment, Rucker empowers them to reclaim their right to fun. Through actionable steps and reflective exercises, this section serves as a guide for dismantling the barriers to fun, enabling readers to incorporate more joyous activities into their daily lives. Thirdly, the role of fun in relationships. Rucker emphasizes the importance of fun in nurturing and sustaining relationships. He explores how shared joyful experiences can deepen bonds, improve communication, and build emotional resilience among partners, friends, and family members. Drawing on research and personal stories, he illustrates how fun acts as a powerful tool for connection, fostering a sense of belonging and community. This section highlights the transformative potential of incorporating fun into social interactions, showcasing its role in enhancing empathy, understanding, and love within relationships. Rucker's insights into the social dimensions of fun underscore its vital role in human connection, offering readers a pathway to enrich their relationships through shared joy. Fourthly, fun is a professional asset. Rucker challenges the traditional separation of work and play by presenting fun as a crucial professional asset. He argues that integrating fun into the workplace can lead to better innovation, productivity, and job satisfaction. Through compelling evidence and case studies, the book reveals how companies that foster a culture of fun experience increased employee engagement and success. Rucker provides practical advice for individuals and organizations looking to embrace fun as a strategy for professional development and business growth. This section shifts the perspective on work-life balance, advocating for a more integrated approach where fun and fulfillment are part of the work experience itself. Lastly, crafting a life of joy and wonder. In the concluding section of the book, Rucker provides a roadmap for individuals seeking to cultivate a lifestyle characterized by joy and wonder. He shares personal anecdotes, research findings, and practical tips to help readers design their own fun plan. This plan involves setting intentions, identifying passions, and creating space for spontaneous and structured fun activities. Rucker's guidance is rooted in the belief that a deliberate approach to fun can drastically enhance one's quality of life, leading to increased happiness, resilience, and a deeper sense of purpose. This final section serves as an inspirational call to action, urging readers to embrace fun as a central facet of their lives. In conclusion, The Fun Habit, How the Pursuit of Joy and Wonder Can Change Your Life by Mike Rucker, PhD, is an essential read for anyone looking to enhance their personal and professional lives through the intentional pursuit of fun. Rucker convincingly demonstrates that fun is not just an optional luxury, but a fundamental aspect of human wellness and achievement. Whether struggling to find joy in daily life, seeking to improve relationships, or aiming to foster a more engaging work environment, readers will find valuable insights and practical advice within these pages. By embracing the principles laid out by Rucker, individuals can unlock a more fulfilled, successful, and joyful existence. This book is a powerful reminder that the pursuit of fun is a worthy endeavor, capable of transforming not just individual lives, but society at large. If you would like to support Mike Rucker, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.